crews near Argyle and Custer County continue to battle the Elk Run fire. The blaze was ignited by lightning in the area and was reported on Wednesday afternoon. Officials say the fire is now 95% contained. No road closures or evacuation orders are in place. Local authorities say the goal is to fully contain the fire by 6 Mountain Time this evening, but crews will continue to drive through the area this weekend. 100 people from local, state, and federal agencies are working to extinguish the fire. A group of foreign investors suing over a failed beef plant in northeast South Dakota want the state of South Dakota reinstated as a defendant. In July, the state was dismissed from the lawsuit that involves the EB-5 investment for visa program. Several Chinese investors want the state to remain a party in the suit. They want the state Supreme Court to consider an appeal of that decision before the suit is resolved. Justices plan to consider the appeal request next week. One of the elements is whether state government can be held liable for the investors' losses. 35 investors put in a total of $18.5 million. Former EB-5 program administrator Yop Bolin and two of his business ventures are remaining defendants. The 2015 lawsuit asks for recovery of the investments into the plant. Plaintiffs contend Northern Beef Packers did not have financing required to generate revenue or support additional financing. They add Northern Beef was already hampered by years of delays. A former state's attorney convicted of tax evasion will serve 3 years in prison, with all of his time served on weekends. 48-year-old Ken Arick was sentenced in Rapid City earlier this week. He was convicted of evading business taxes. Arick pleaded guilty to willful failure to collect and pay those taxes. His sentence is 1 year, but with the time to be served on weekends, it will take more than 3 years to complete. More news available on Twitter. Give us a follow at SDPB News.